The vote by the ABA's governing body received very little attention in the mainstream media, but the 410,000-member organization's resolution was hailed by queer rights groups. It followed a California Supreme Court ruling okaying second-parent adoptions, a legal procedure that allows same-gender parents to adopt their partner's biological or adoptive child.
We're talking about a relationship between two women, often, who have planned to have children together.
Joan Hollinger is an adoption law expert at the University of California in Berkeley.
In many ways, though, there is a very close analogy between a lot of the second parent adoption circumstances involving certainly lesbian couples and more traditional step parent adoptions. In some ways, these second parent adoptions are closer to the core nuclear family circumstances that very few children in our society are now getting the benefit of, with only something like 25% of all children growing up in families consisting of their mother and father married to each other.
The ABA's resolution also applies to unmarried heterosexual couples. Its passage means the organization can start lobbying state legislatures to approve laws legalizing second-parent adoptions. Currently, according to the Human Rights Campaign, only 7 states in the U.S. guarantee second-parent adoptions, along with the District of Columbia. 16 other states have granted such adoptions, but only in certain areas.
This resolution comes at a moment during the summer of 2003 when there's a great deal of attention to questions about marriage and family and personal and intimate relationships concerning gays and lesbians. But in fact, the ABA has been on this trajectory for some time. I don't think it received as much media attention because there were a number of other much more controversial issues on the ABA's agenda. And this was almost a ho-hum resolution. As far as I could tell, there was no opposition and certainly no vocal opposition. And it passed with a simple voice vote at the House of Delegates meeting earlier this week. What it means, however, is that it adds another very renowned professional voice to the growing chorus of professional organizational support for second parent adoption and for the interests of children in having their relationship to the people who are actually serving as their parents be given full legal recognition.
Other groups who've gone on record in support of second-parent adoptions include the American Academy of Pediatrics and the American Academy of Family Physicians. The ABA support will be critical in states which have been adamant about maintaining laws against gay adoptions. The state of Florida, for example, has argued in court that it prefers to place a child in a household with a mother and father. Its ban on gay adoptions is currently being challenged in a federal appeals court, which is expected to rule soon. Similar battles are also underway in some European countries, which have supported gay marriage but stopped short of allowing queer couples or individuals to adopt. Hollinger says more progress on gay adoption is being made in the U.S. In particular, the California Supreme Court ruling has given activists much hope.
The California decision recognizes that as part of existing statutory law going back in this state for almost a century or more, it is possible when individuals jointly intend to parent together, when they consent to parent together, and when a court finds that their proposed joint parenting is in the interests of the child and goes ahead and approves the adoption, that this is okay, that this is not illegal, that it's not strange, but rather that it is a very positive thing for children and their families.
For This Way Out, I'm Brian Goble in San Francisco.